Gender Identity in African Studies. Introduction. The exploration of gender identity in African contexts is a critical examination of how race, culture, history, and sexuality intersect to shape the identities of people of African descent globally. This academic field interrogates the diverse experiences of Africans and those of African descent, emphasizing the unique challenges they face due to colonial legacies, systemic racism, and heteronormative structures. This overview will delve into the historical context, theoretical frameworks, and contemporary discussions surrounding gender identity in Africa. Historical context. The historical roots of gender identity in African studies can be traced back to pre-colonial African societies, where diverse gender expressions and identities were recognized and celebrated. Many African cultures have fluid understandings of gender roles, which allowed for a spectrum of identities beyond the binary framework imposed by colonial powers. For instance, figures such as Nzinga Mbade, a 17th century queen of the Ndogo and Matamba kingdoms, exemplify early forms of gender nonconformity and leadership. Nzinga adopted male attire and titles, challenging gender norms and wielding significant political power in her resistance against Portuguese colonization. Theoretical frameworks. In African studies, several theoretical frameworks inform the understanding of gender identity. 1. Intersectionality. Introduced by Kimberly Crenshaw, intersectionality is a critical analytical tool that examines how various social identities, such as race, gender, class, and sexuality, intersect to create unique experiences of oppression and privilege. This framework is essential for understanding the complexities of gender identity among Africans and the people of African descent, as it highlights how multiple identities can compound experiences of discrimination. 2. Decolonial feminism. This perspective critiques Eurocentric frameworks of gender theory that often marginalize the voices and experiences of people from the global south. Decolonial feminism seeks to center the experiences of Africans, challenging the imposition of Western gender ideals and advocating for a more inclusive understanding of identity that respects cultural variances. 3. Queer theory. Developed by scholars such as Eve Kesowski Sedgwick and Judith Butler, queer theory provides a critical lens for examining the social construction of gender and sexuality. This framework is useful in African studies for challenging heteronormative assumptions and exploring the diversity of gender expressions and identities within African contexts. It encourages the examination of how societal norms dictate acceptable gender expressions and how individuals navigate these expectations. 4. Afrofuturism. Afrofuturism is an artistic and cultural movement that reimagines the future through the lens of African diaspora. This framework can be applied to gender identity by envisioning alternative, liberatory ways of conceptualizing and expressing gender that challenge colonial legacies and embrace the fluidity of identity. It allows for the exploration of new narratives around gender that are not constrained by historical oppression. Contemporary discussions. In contemporary African studies, discussions around gender identity are increasingly centered on the lived experiences of Africans and the people of African descent. Key themes include representation and visibility. The representation and visibility of gender-diverse Africans in literature, media, and politics is a critical area of study. Scholars examine how these representations shape societal perceptions of African gender identities and influence self-identification. Works by authors such as Chinelo Okoranta and Akwakwe Emezi offer nuanced portrayals of gender diversity in African contexts, challenging stereotypes and providing visibility to marginalized identities. Activism and social social justice. Africans have played pivotal roles in various social justice movements, advocating for gender equality, LGBTQ+ rights, and political representation. The activism of individuals like Bisi Alimi, a Nigerian LGBTQ+ rights activist, exemplifies the intersection of gender identity and racial justice, highlighting the importance of agency in addressing sociopolitical issues. These activists work to dismantle oppressive structures and promote a more inclusive society. Cultural identity and heritage. The exploration of cultural identity is vital in understanding gender identity. Africans often draw on their cultural heritage to assess identities and navigate the complexities of modernity. This includes reclaiming traditional practices and beliefs that celebrate gender diversity and challenge heteronormative norms. The intersection of culture and gender identity allows for a richer understanding of how individuals relate to their heritage while assessing to their identities. Challenges and critiques. Despite the progress made in understanding gender identity within the African context, several challenges persist. The diversity of experiences among Africans means that there is no singular narrative of gender identity. Moreover, the acceptance of gender diversity can be contentious within some African contexts due to the influence of colonial-era laws, religious fundamentalism, and cultural norms. Some Africans may resist identifying with Western gender categories or may face stigma and discrimination due to their gender identity. This resistance underscores the need for an inclusive and culturally sensitive approach to gender discourse that respects the complexities of identity and the diverse experiences of Africans. Conclusion. By examining the historical context, theoretical frameworks, and contemporary discussions, scholars can better understand the unique experiences of Africans and people of African descent and their contributions to gender discourse. Considering the complexities of this field, it remains essential to center the voices and experiences of Africans, ensuring that their narratives are recognized and valued in the ongoing discourse surrounding gender and identity. This ongoing dialogue not only informs academic scholarship, but also has the potential to influence social policies and practices that affect the lives of individuals in African communities and the diaspora.